1 Kings chapter 7. And Solomon was 13 years building his own house, and he finished all his house. And he built the house of the forest of Lebanon. Its length was 100 cubits, and its breadth 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits, upon 4 rows of cedar pillars, with cedar beams upon the pillars. And it was covered with cedar above upon the side chambers, which were on 45 pillars, 15 in a row. And there were cross beams in 3 rows, and window was against window in 3 ranks. And all the doors and posts were square, with an architrave, and window was against window in 3 ranks. And he made the porch of pillars. Its length was 50 cubits, and its breadth 30 cubits. And there was a porch in front of them, and there were pillars and steps in front of them. And he made the porch for the throne where he judged, the porch of judgment, and it was covered with cedar from floor to floor. And his house where he dwelt had another court within the porch, which was of the like work. And he made, like to this porch, a house for Pharaoh's daughter, whom Solomon had taken. All these buildings were of costly stones, hewn stones, according to the measures, sawed with saws, within and without, even from the foundation to the coping, and on the outside as far as the great court. And the foundations were of costly stones, great stones, stones of 10 cubits, and stones of 8 cubits. And above were costly stones, hewn stones, according to the measures, and cedar. And the great court round about had 3 rows of hewn stones, and a row of cedar beams. And so it was for the inner court of the house of Jehovah, and the porch of the house. And King Solomon sent and fetched Hiram out of Tyre. He was a widow's son of the tribe of Naphtali, and his father was a man of Tyre, a worker in brass. And he was full of wisdom and understanding and knowledge to do all kinds of works in brass. And he came to King Solomon and made all his work. And he formed the 2 pillars of brass. The height of 1 pillar was 18 cubits, and a line of 12 cubits encompassed the 2nd pillar. And he made 2 capitals of molten brass to set upon the tops of the pillars. The height of the 1 capital was 5 cubits, and the height of the other capital was 5 cubits. And nets of checker work, wreaths of chain work, for the capitals which were upon the top of the pillars, 7 for the 1 capital and 7 for the other capital. And he made pomegranates, namely 2 rows round about upon the 1 network, to cover the capitals that were upon the top of the pillars. And so he did for the other capital. And the capitals that were upon the top of the pillars were of lily work, as in the porch, 4 cubits. And the capitals upon the 2 pillars, above also, close to the enlargement which was behind the network, had 200 pomegranates in rows round about, also on the other capital. And he set up the pillars for the porch of the temple. And he set up the right pillar, and called its name Jachin. And he set up the left pillar, and called its name Boaz. And upon the top of the pillars was lily work, and the work of the pillars was finished. And he made the sea, molten, 10 cubits from brim to brim, round all about, and its height was 5 cubits, and a line of 30 cubits encompassed it round about, and under the brim of it round about there were colocynths encompassing it, 10 in a cubit enclosing the sea round about, 2 rows of colocynths, cast when it was cast. It stood upon 12 oxen, 3 looking toward the north, and 3 looking toward the west, and 3 looking toward the south, and 3 looking toward the east. And the sea was above upon them, and all their hinder parts were inward. And its thickness was a hand breadth, and its brim was like the work of the brim of a cup, with lily blossoms. It held 2,000 baths. And he made 10 bases of brass. 4 cubits was the length of 1 base, and the breadth 4 cubits, and the height 3 cubits. And the work of the bases was this. They had panels, and the panels were between the fillets. And on the panels that were between the fillets were lions, oxen, and cherubim. And over the fillets there was a base above, and beneath the lions and oxen there were garlands of festoon work. And every base had 4 wheels of brass, and axles of brass, and on its 4 corners were shoulder pieces. Under the laver were shoulder pieces molten, behind every garland. And the mouth of it within the crown and above was 1 cubit, and its mouth was rounded as the work of the base, 1 cubit and a half, and also upon its mouth was sculpture, but their panels were square, not round. And the 4 wheels were under the panels, and the supports of the wheels were in the base, and the height of 1 wheel was 1 cubit and 1/2 cubit. And the work of the wheels was like the work of a chariot wheel, Their supports and their rims and their spokes and their naves were all molten, and there were 4 shoulder pieces to the 4 corners of one base. Of the base itself were its shoulder pieces, and in the top of the base there was a circular elevation of 1/2 cubit round about, and on the top of the base its stays and its panels were of the same. And he engraved on the plates of its stays and on its panels cherubim, lions, and palm trees, according to the space upon each, and garlands were round about. After this manner he made the 10 bases. All of them had 1 casting, 1 measure, 1 form. And he made 10 lavers of brass. 1 laver contained 40 baths. Every laver was 4 cubits, and upon every one of the 10 bases 1 laver. And he put the bases, 5 on the right side of the house, and 5 on the left side of the house, and he set the sea on the right side of the house eastward, over against the south. And Hiram made the lavers and the shovels and the bowls. So Hiram ended doing all the work that he made for King Solomon for the house of Jehovah. 2 pillars, and the globes of the capitals that were on top of the pillars, 2. And the 2 networks, to cover the 2 globes of the capitals which were on top of the pillars. And the 400 pomegranates for the 2 networks, 2 rows of pomegranates for 1 network, to cover the 2 globes of the capitals which were upon the pillars, and 10 bases, and 10 lavers on the bases, and 1 sea, and the 12 oxen under the sea, and the pots, and the shovels, and the bowls. And all these things which Hiram made King Solomon for the house of Jehovah were of bright brass. In the plain of Jordan did the king cast them, in the clay ground between Succoth and Zaratan. And Solomon left all the vessels unweighed from their exceeding number. The weight of the brass was not ascertained. And Solomon made all the vessels that were in the house of Jehovah, the golden altar, and the table of gold whereon was the showbread, and the candlesticks of pure gold, 5 on the right and 5 on the left, before the oracle, and the flowers, and the lamps, and the tongs of gold, and the basins, and the knives, and the bowls, and the cups, and the censers of pure gold, and the hinges of gold, for the folding chairs of the inner house, the most holy place, and for the doors of the house of the temple. And all the work was finished that King Solomon made for the house of Jehovah. And Solomon brought in the things that David his father had dedicated, the silver and the gold and the vessels he put among the treasures of the house of Jehovah.